At the age of seven, my compassion sponsors are the first people to actually ever buy me my first pair of shoes. And I remember that feeling of wearing shoes for the first time. I remember I didn't even wear them the first day to school. I put them in my grocery bag and walked bare feet to school.
One of our favorite phrases around here is treat others the way Chick-fil-A treats you. Our guest today grew up in a Nairobi slum, but thanks to the kindness of strangers, he was given an education, food, medical care, and most important of all, hope. Hey there, welcome to a very special episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann, who always treats others the way Chick-fil-A treats him.
Yes, that is true, Allison. I don't like to brag about it, but I'm not sure whether I'm copying Chick-fil-A or they built their whole model around me. I'm not really sure, but, you know, who knows?
It's up for debate. Right. Well, I want to tell you, Jim, Christmas is approaching, and I think that it's the perfect time to fully embrace the idea of treating others the way Chick-fil-A treats you. In this episode, we're going to give you a chance to do just that in a very special way. You'll actually have the opportunity to change a child's life.
Yeah, and there's no better time than at Christmas, because, I mean, that's just a magical time for children and myself. And of course, we're celebrating a special child's birthday, whom they named Jesus. So it's very much of a time that we concentrate on children. But I mean, being a former children's pastor myself, there's no better time to affect someone's life than when they are a child. When you're like my age, it's like trying to reform stone, you know, but get them while they're a child and you're reforming clay. It's so much easier.
But no one wants to reform you, Jim. You're perfect. Just as
That's
you
true.
Are.
That's true. And it's in stone anyway.
Yeah, except your heart of stone, right?
Oh, ow.
Well, Jim, I think you're going to especially love our guest today because you have several things in common, okay? Not only do you both love Chick-fil-A, but you also both love music. Mm-hmm. Kennedy Crosby is one of Kenya's most renowned poets, lyricists, and gospel hip-hop artists. In fact, listen to some of his music right now.
Well, that's pretty good. One thing it is missing, though, is my bass guitar. So maybe we can talk to him about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's got an incredible story. So let's go ahead and welcome Kennedy.
Yay. My pleasure to be here today.
Man, you didn't waste any time getting that in there.
Yeah, just jump right in.
I love it. Well, Kennedy, can you start by taking us back to life in Kenya? And by the way, a year ago today, I was actually in Nairobi. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
What was it like to grow up there?
Well, I grew up in the capital, which is Nairobi. And Nairobi happens to host 8 slums. And in fact, the largest slum in Africa is in Nairobi. It's called Kibera. But I was raised in the second largest slum in Nairobi called Mathare. And Mathare in literal terms means to struggle, to scramble, to fight for. Like if I had a gift and if I had a Chick-fil-A sauce and there was 100 people wanting it and I threw it at all of them and they were all trying to get it at the same time, that's the literal meaning of Mathare. And Mathare is not a place you're proud to say you're from if you grow up in Kenya because of the stories that Mathare is known for. If you're from Mathare as a boy, you're expected to die by the age of 16. You're supposed to be either a criminal by your early teenage. You're supposed to be a thug. You're supposed to be all, nothing good can come out of you if you're from Mathare. Girls can become moms from as early as the age of 13. When they're 26, their child is 13, they become grandparents. When they're 39, their child is 26, their grandchild is 13, they become great-grandparents. And all this is just what builds up into the cycle of poverty. Mathare is about 8 square miles, hosting about 1 million people. And we all live in 10 by 10 square foot shacks with a family averaging 5 members and 2 parents. And that's just a typical life. And we all think everybody in the world lives the same way. We are told in Mathare that by the time we are born, our lives are scripted. And like I just explained, that's the script of anyone who is born in Mathare. You're supposed to die at 16, you're supposed to be a mom at 13. Nothing good can come out of you, and we tend to believe that. And my parents were a little bit extra hard workers, and they got themselves 10 kids. And we grew up in a 10 by 10 square foot shack. We used to joke that everybody had a square foot to live in. And so life was just normal, like any other child in Mathare. We went 4 days without a single meal. We didn't have a bed. We used the cardboards on the floor to use it as our beddings. Sometimes it would rain and the seawalls would break and it would go through our house. And we spent the rest of the night just picking up all the mess in the house. The closest school that my parents could afford was 2 hours walk away from home. And I did that bare feet. I didn't wear shoes until I was 7 years. I was a baby of 10, and so I didn't have new clothing, and all my clothing was hand-me-downs from my older siblings. My backpack to school was a grocery bag, and it was safe for me because my books, whenever it rained, my books didn't get wet. And so I was one of the fancy ones in school having a grocery bag. And as the clock ticked every day, I knew by the time I'm 16, maybe I will end up being this part of the script of what the society had told me my life was going to be. But all this changed when I was 7 years. So when I was 7 years old, I'd always wanted to go to church with my dad, but he was always busy. He worked 2 jobs a day, 24/7. And so this one Sunday, the pastor at our church told us to tell our parents to come to church with us the following Sunday. And I was able to convince my dad to come to church with me the following Sunday. And that's when we got introduced to Compassion International. And they told us there was this opportunity to help kids, more vulnerable kids. Because when I was little, I was malnourished. I was one of those kids you see on TV with brown hair and a big tummy and funny looking legs. And I was one of those kids. And so I was more vulnerable than every other kid around me. So my dad signed me up to Compassion. And I was introduced to one Mr. and Mrs. Daryl Lockhart, who then lived in Alaska, Anchorage, Eagle River, Alaska, close to Anchorage, who became my Compassion sponsors. And they stuck with me throughout until I was 19 years. And I usually say that at the age of 7, death was arrested and my life began.
Wow. That's an incredible story. And of course, we just listened to a clip of your music, and obviously music is very important to you. How did that get you through these hard times? How has that influenced your life?
During Compassion, they would teach us one skill. Everybody had an extra trade that they would teach you. Of course, they insisted that you go to school, but they also taught you a trade just in case school didn't work out for you. And so what I learned as a skill in Compassion was music. And so after high school, my parents retired, and so I had the option to either go to college or take care of them. Because in our culture, when your parents retire, you are supposed to start take care of them. We don't have nursing homes or stuff like that. We just the kids have to start feeding their parents and making sure they live the rest of their lives well. And so I didn't have the option to go to college then, but just take care of my parents. So music was the one thing I knew I loved. I enjoy music, and it doesn't matter what genre it is. I always enjoy music. And so I knew I have this, like God asked Moses in the Bible, what do you have in your hands? And I knew music was what I had. And so I started singing in church, singing in the local crusades and local churches. And one day I met this one guy who owned a record label in Kenya. And he called me to his office, and he signed me to his touring department. And I toured the whole country. I went to like 4,000 high schools. I was on TV. I did music videos. I recorded. And music was my way out of poverty eventually.
Hmm. And so how did you end up coming to America?
A girl.
Wow.
So my wife came to Kenya on a mission trip, medical mission trip, and that's how we met. She's born and raised in Colorado. And she came to Kenya on a medical mission trip, and while I was doing my music tours, and she stayed there. She lived there for a whole year, and we dated. And then she came back, and then she came back again, and we dated for 3 years. And I moved here, and we got married, and now we have two kids, two beautiful, adorable kids, a 7-year-old and a 7-year-old boy, Gabriel, and a 5-year-old girl, Malkia.
That's incredible. And how much weight do you give Compassion International to your story? Like, is that the really the cause of you being able to get out of poverty?
It is the only cause of me getting out of poverty. Like I said, at the age of 7, my compassion sponsors are the first people to actually ever buy me my first pair of shoes. And I remember that feeling of wearing shoes for the first time. I remember I didn't even wear them the first day to school. I put them in my grocery bag and walked bare feet to school. And I wore them at school. And that day, if I didn't like you, I was kicking you. I was kicking rocks so people could notice I had shoes, because that meant a lot to me to have shoes. It was a big deal to have shoes. Through compassion, we were helped from with food, and we came from not eating 4 days a week to 4 times every day, and that was a big deal. I always say that if you grow up poor, you cannot have beddings and clothing, but food, if you don't eat, you cannot function right. Your mind just goes all crazy, and we came from not eating 4 days a week to 4 times every day. I was able to get an education, which is a big opportunity for people who grow up where I'm from. At the age of 14, I almost lost my eyesight. And in my dad's side of the family, there's a lot of people who lost their eyesight and were blind. Were it not for the fact that I was enrolled in Compassion, my parents would have been fighting whether they were going to feed the rest of the family or pay for my medical bills. But thanks to my Compassion sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Daryl Lockhart, they paid for my medical care. My eyes were fixed and God healed me. And now my vision is 20 out of 20. And that's a big miracle. I was able to go through school. I was empowered. I was told I was loved. I was taken good care of. I was told that there's more life to than just 16. I was told there was something better about me than just what the society had told me. And I was given freedom. And I always give it to my compassion sponsor, because he was a veteran in the United States Air Force. He served God and served his country and served God's people. And that's what I always wanted to be. Someone who serves God, serves his country, and serves God's people. And to make the full circle is when my compassion sponsor retired from the United States Air Force. Same day, I was already living here and we still keep in touch. I walked into a recruiter's office and enlisted in the United States Army.
Mm. Wow.
And are you still in the Army?
I am still in the Army.
And you also lead worship at your church, I understand?
Yes, I do.
You're a busy man.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I thank God for the grace.
And now it's kind of come full circle, because you now sponsor a child through Compassion. Is that correct?
Yes, in the same Compassion Center in the same neighborhood I grew up in.
What's that like?
Yeah. It's a good reminder. Every time I go back home, I see her interact with my daughter and my son, and they recognize her from pictures, and she recognizes them from pictures, and just visiting with them and my family, and just seeing how my wife loves her like she's one of ours, is just shows me the place I was in, and that's all I ever needed. I just needed somebody to love me, somebody to care for me, somebody to think about me and pray for me, somebody to tell me there's hope, somebody to tell me one day I'll be free from poverty. And so every time I go there, I'm from the hood, so I'm not supposed to break down and all. But every time I go there, I can't hold my tears back. It's just too much to fathom at a time, and just seeing my kids minister to another person. Because for them, they were released from poverty even before they were born, because I was released from poverty. And just seeing them be the hands and feet of Jesus to somebody else who could have been me is very overwhelming.
Kennedy, it's so obvious that Compassion International has played a huge role in your life, which is why I'm so excited to invite everyone listening to be that source of hope in a child's life. You can sponsor a child today. Now, there are two ways. You can text CHICK, CHICK, to 83393. That's 83393. And you'll get a picture of a child to sponsor. You just follow the steps and sponsor that child. Or you can choose from multiple children. If you want to do it that way, maybe search by age or country. You can go to compassion.com/chick. That's compassion.com/chick.
And we want to make it really easy for you. Actually, I think I set the bar low, and that's how Allison Ames, so that's easy for everybody. But we work with Compassion so that you will also get a free gift when you start sponsoring a child. We're going to send you a lovely free Drink More Coffee tumbler just to say thank you. And now, this is not just any tumbler. I've looked at this thing, and I want it. Allison won't let me have one yet, but I love this tumbler. It is, like, really cool. You're going to throw everything else away in your kitchen just to have this tumbler sitting there. It's fantastic. It's like a $22 value. I think it's more like a $50 value, but, you know, it's priced at $22-ish. So you can have that just by sponsoring a child.
You know, my husband started sponsoring a child through Compassion International before we even met. So when we got married, we just kept doing it. So I kind of inherited this child. And then that child got old enough to leave the program. So we started sponsoring another child. So, I mean, we've been married 13 years now. So we've been doing this a long time. You know, we set it up so that that $38 a month just comes out of our account automatically. And my pastor always says, automate the important. And I love that because yep. It is, I don't even have to think about it. I just know that that child is being cared for. And it's so cool how you can interact with them and write letters and do a special Christmas gift. And it's my understanding that Compassion needs sponsors now more than ever. And a lot of that has to do with COVID-19. The World Health Organization is saying that COVID could set international poverty development efforts back at least 10 years, which is so heartbreaking. But it's awesome to me to know that there is this really practical way that you can have this one-on-one connection with a child. And that money is going to go to nutrition, healthcare, education, everything Kennedy mentioned that helped him in his life. Your child through Compassion is going to receive as well. And ideally, just like Kennedy, they'll escape poverty.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a break, but when we return, Kennedy's going to tell us about his first taste of Chick-fil-A. Just gives me the chills. Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you.
Welcome back. Today's episode is all about treating others the way Chick-fil-A treats you. And we're hoping you'll feel inspired to sponsor a child through Compassion International. That's how our friend Kennedy, who we've been chatting with today, found hope and a path out of poverty.
Now, Kennedy, you've had a lot of life-changing moments, obviously, after hearing your story. But one of them, of course, is when you came to America and had your first taste of Chick-fil-A. Tell us about that.
So my oldest brother had moved to the States in 2004. And I remember the first time he came back home, he came with a lemonade. And so we went to the upcountry, and it was my first time to ever try lemonade. And he kept telling me, oh, this you should try Chick-fil-A lemonade. And so when I moved here, I think a couple of days after, I was like, where's Chick-fil-A at? I didn't even know how to say the name Chick-fil-A. Now I say it better. I used to say Chick-fil-A. I was still fresh and raw African when I just moved here. So I was like, where's Chick-fil-A at? And so he kept laughing about it. And he finally took me there, and I had a sip of lemonade, and I still feel the same way even today when I have a lemonade. And it was not that far away from their house, so we drove there real quick in a drive through, and I was like, okay, I didn't know what a drive through was. I've never seen anything like a drive through. Everything looked big and clean, and I remember the lady at the window. We asked for a Chick-fil-A, and she was like, my pleasure. I was like, that sounds very British. Because I'm from Kenya, and we are a British colony, so we speak English, British English. So I'd never heard any American say that. So that's, I remember that my first Chick-fil-A experience was lemonade. And today, that's the first thing I ever asked for when I go to Chick-fil-A. Aww.
And now you're married with two kids. Are they growing up eating Chick-fil-A?
Yes, they do. My wife loves Chick-fil-A a lot more than I do, she says, but that's a competition we have here in our house.
For now on, I'm going to just say Chick-fil-A whenever I go.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, well, we're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, food for thought with our friend Kennedy. Hey, Jim Mann here. This episode is almost over, but I want to make sure you take a minute to go to compassion.com/chick to see some of the children waiting for sponsors. Antonia in Mexico has been waiting for 448 days. Nima in Rwanda has been waiting for a sponsor for 441 days. Oh man, little Felix is a heartbreaker. He's been waiting for 448 days. Or if you want an even easier way to sponsor a child, text CHICK to 83393 and you'll get a picture of a child to sponsor. And don't forget, as a thank you for helping a child, we'll send you a free Drink More Coffee tumbler. That's our gift to you. All you have to do is go to compassion.com/chick or text CHICK to 83393 and sponsor a child. Thank you for treating others the way Chick-fil-A treats you. Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Kennedy, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Have you ever worked at a Chick-fil-A?
Negative.
If you did work at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
The My Pleasure job.
That covers a lot, but what's your favorite sauce?
I'm not a saucy kind of guy. I like dry.
Oh, look at that. He's a purist. Yeah. Okay, if you can only have, we can only order one menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
A grilled chicken sandwich and an extra, extra, extra large lemonade.
What menu item have you never tried?
Everything else, because I'm a one menu guy.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty, I've never heard that answer before. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
Negative.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Corey Osborne.
Oh, how many nuggets do you think you could eat in one sitting?
20.
Not 21?
20. 20.0.
All right. Well, how many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards app?
My wife actually is the one who uses the app, so I might have to confirm with her because we try to do family app points.
Okay, probably 3 million. Something like that.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Are you team nuggets or team strips?
Team strips.
All right.
Sound like there's a competition here.
Oh, well, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. And I want to remind people again that this is just such a great opportunity to truly treat others the way Chick-fil-A treats you. By showing compassion to a child in need. Now, there are two ways, as I mentioned earlier. You can text the word CHICK to 83393. That's the word CHICK to 83393. You'll get a picture of a child to sponsor, and you just need to follow a few steps to sponsor that child. Or maybe your heart's drawn to a particular country or an age of a child. If you want to choose from multiple children, you can just go to compassion.com/chick and you'll be able to search through a large group of children for the one that really touches your heartstrings. And don't forget, as Jim mentioned, that free gift, right, Jim?
Oh yeah, the tumbler, which I hope to get sometime if Allison will just let her hands off of this thing.
They're in high demand. I got to be careful with our inventory.
It's the old Drink More Coffee. It looks so cool. You got to go to our website and look at it and just say, oh my gosh, I got to have one of those. Because that's what you'll say. You're going to say that.
I know, totally. And it's cool that it's like a free gift just for doing something amazing and helping a child in need. Kennedy, is there anything else you want to say to kind of encourage people to take that step?
I would like to say that, see, before Jesus died in the book of Mark, he says, he tells his disciples, he knew he was about to go back to his father, and he tells his disciples, hey, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. And those disciples who become disciples, who make disciples, who become disciples, who make disciples like you and me, who would go back into the world and keep making disciples. And so the gospel will never end. And so I just want to encourage people that when you sponsor a child with compassion, you're not just meeting their physical needs of medical care, education, and food, and healthcare, and all the good, tangible things. You are also being a part of the Great Commission, because of all the things that I got from compassion was Christ. I was introduced to Christ at a very young age, and I saw a lot of people who are like from other religions who were sponsored through compassion, hear the gospel and were able to to be followers of Christ. And so this is not just another helping thing that people do. This is actually being a part of the Great Commission. And this compassion gives you the opportunity to partner with God and partner with the local church to be the hands and feet of Jesus and be part of the Great Commission and treat people the way Chick-fil-A treats you, with compassion.
That's right. I have just loved learning more of your story, and I thank you for sharing it with us today.
It's my pleasure.
You started like that and you're ending like that. I love it.
Yes.
Well, I have a feeling your story has impacted a lot of hearts today, and praying we have lots of people who decide to sponsor a child.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm excited to see more kids get a good life and have Christ empower them, and one day be the future Kennedys, experience freedom and be the guardians of freedom, maybe like I am now.
Absolutely. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.